You've got 20 seconds to get hard. Time starts now. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Are you hard? If not, then turn this audio off. No more touching for you today. And you start again from part 1 tomorrow. Got it? See you then. But if you are hard, then well done. You're horny enough to listen to part 2. Stroke that cock for me. Go on. Nice and hard, nice and fast. Stroke it for me. This is our first edging session of the day. Fun, right? How was your shower earlier? Did that warm water running over your cock get you a bit worked up? Did the thought of me on my knees sucking you make it a little hard for you to get soft? Did you have a slightly longer shower than usual? But you didn't touch your hard cock, did you? You were a good boy for me, right? Good. How does it feel to finally get to stroke your cock like this? Have you been horny all morning, fantasizing about when you'll finally be able to stroke? Does it feel as good as you imagined? Have you ever wondered what it would be like if we were actually together? If I had a full day to tease you and edge you in person? What do you think I would do? Well, I have a few ideas. To start with, while you were asleep, I would subtly rub my ass up against your cock, pretending I'm still asleep. I'd grind into your cock gently, subtle enough that you thought I was maybe just shuffling in my sleep, but hard enough to make sure it woke you up and got you nice and hard. Once I was awake, I'd go for my shower, and I'd call you into the bathroom while I was in there to ask you a favor or something. Some excuse to make you look at my naked body covered in soap and water. My perfect tits glistening, my hands running all over my body. I'd make you watch me for a few minutes, under some false pretense of asking you something or other. I'd be teasing you like crazy, but I wouldn't tell you yet. I'd want you worked up, horny, and confused. When I got dressed for the day, I'd wear a nice, loose-fitting dress or top that glided over my tits, and I'd have no bra on underneath. If I bent over, you could peek down and see my bare tits, and when I was walking around, my nipples would be poking through the thin fabric. Teasing you like this would turn me on so much, my nipples would be hard and poking through most of the day. Then, when we sat on the sofa watching TV or something, I'd slowly reach my hand down in your pants and play with your cock, ever so slowly. Not stroking it, just sort of playing with it idly. If you asked me what I was doing, I'd just tell you my hands were cold and this was a good way of warming them up. I'd gently play with you until you were rock hard, and then take my hand out without saying anything and continue on with our day. Finally, when the day was coming to an end, I would push you down onto the bed for us to finally have some fun. I'd strip you and stroke you and suck you and fuck you. I'd tease you and edge you, and after all of this teasing, I'd finally let you come. And then the next day we could just do it all again. Would you like that? I think you would. I think I would enjoy it as well. Still stroking? Good, because I didn't tell you to stop. Are you getting close to the edge already? Because that's where I want you. I want you right on the edge for the rest of this session. And remember, you will not be coming for a long time yet. You've still got most of the day left, and you're going to spend the whole thing horny and frustrated. But let's get you just a little more worked up first. How about if I sucked your cock? Does that turn you on even more? If you weren't on the edge yet, you must be now. You want to shoot your load deep in my throat, don't you? You love when I suck your cock like this. I love feeling your dick slide across my tongue. I think you're just about worked up enough now. Hands off. That's right. I know you want to come, but you can't right now. Take your hands off. Good boy. I want you to listen to the next section in an hour or two. I want you to listen while you're doing something else. While you're doing the washing up, or folding laundry, or making a snack. Just make sure you're doing something else while listening. See you soon, my horny boy. Oh, but before I go, a little challenge for you. You've got 10 minutes to get soft. I want you to just lay on your bed and get soft. Easy, right? You might notice there's 10 minutes of audio left here. Don't worry, it's just there to help you time it. It's all blank. Well, it's mostly blank. But there's a couple of tiny sections where I come and suck you and moan for you. But don't worry. Mostly all blank. So it should be easy enough to get soft in 10 minutes, right? And just to give you some motivation, if you're still hard at the end of the 10 minutes, well, you're done for the day. Come back tomorrow, start from the beginning of the series, and try again. Okay? Good. Time starts now. Oh, are you still hard? Well, you better get soft soon. Your time is almost up, so you better do something about that. Ten minutes is up. If you're soft, I'll see you in an hour or two. If you're still hard, well then, I'll see you tomorrow.